Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Today I'm going to be joined by one of the members of my group, Fernando Encarnacion, and he's the owner and operator of Five Star Pro Pools over in Orlando, Florida. And I'm going to talk to him in a three-part series here on his method of acquiring pools for his business. And he has an unusual way of growing his pool route. It's not through any kind of mass marketing. He actually purchases pool routes and uses that money to buy more routes. And so he's going to explain his method to you today in this podcast. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. I'm joined by Fernando. He's a member of my coaching program, and he's the owner and operator of Five Star Pro Pools. How you doing, Fernando?
Good. Happy to be alive right now. But yeah.
So you want to tell listeners about your business real quick to kind of give you a plug to start off the podcast?
Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate it. So basically, we are Five Star Pro Pools. That's our handle sort of on Instagram and Facebook and our website, fivestarpropools.com. And that's five spelled out, F-I-V-E. We're located in Orlando, Florida, more towards the eastern part of Orlando. I started the business back in 2016, and now we service pretty much all of the surrounding areas of Orlando. That includes West, which is all the way areas of like Dr. Phillips and Windermere, where there's mostly like luxury homes, down South Orlando and Kissimmee, which is closer to the vacation home area and the Disney parts of town, and then up north, which is Longwood and you know, Altamont Springs. But we service pretty much all four coordinates and everything in between. And, you know, we have five full-time technicians now. So definitely our phone number is 407-734-8553. You should be able to reach us at any time. So if you need anything at all, then, you know, we'd love to help out.
Yeah. And the reason why I brought you on the podcast is the size of your route. You want to tell listeners currently how many pools you have?
Yeah. Right now we're a little under 400 accounts. And mind you, I started the business on, officially took ownership on April of 2016. So it's a little less than 4.5 years now. But the first route that I bought through a broker, and it was for 57 accounts. I won't forget that number specifically, but 57 accounts. And yeah, I mean, in 4.5 years, from 57 to a little under 400, you know, it's substantial growth and compared to, you know, organic growth.
Yeah, say the least, that's substantial. I mean, that's quite a lot of accounts. And then, you know, the way that you actually build your route up is something. Someone actually requested I do this podcast with you because they wanted to learn your method. Probably not in your area, hopefully, but they want to learn how you built your route ups so quickly and to such a large degree successfully. And you wanted to share your method of how you built it up?
Yeah, definitely. So I guess just before I do, I'll explain sort of the, in my opinion, the common practice of not just pool routes, but any business. The common growth method is, you know, I either start from scratch or I buy an existing business, which is fine. But then, as for growth, I organically grow through word of mouth and advertising, whether it's postcards in the mail or knocking on doors or buying signs or decals on my trucks or whatever it may be, or the typical more common now, you know, online advertising, whether it's Google or Facebook, Instagram, whatever it may be. And you grow organically that way. It's called organic growth, but obviously you're putting some funds into it, and you know, and it relies a lot on your ability to answer the phone and get out there and quote, and a lot of these stipulations to, you know, ensure your growth and see that ROI. And then there's my method, which, you know, I analyzed. I have a finance background, so I'm very, very numbers driven and ROI driven, and, you know, timeline and how quick will I get the money back and what am I giving up for this and opportunity costs and all that. But from day one, I looked at it as, well, I bought my first route knowing that I had no experience in the pool business. I was working an office job with Citigroup, you know, with my finance major, and, you know, never cleaned a pool in my life. So I bought this route partly because I wanted to, you know, get into the pool business, but also because I needed the training. I had no idea what I was doing. So I buy the route, and after I paid that route off with the earnings, and experienced a little bit of organic growth, from that 57 number that I originally purchased, like I told you, I grew by, in a year's time, I grew from 57 to something like, after customers get on and get off board, in 12 months, I had gotten to maybe 67. Let's call it 70 accounts, which is great. You know, it's gravy. I bought the business thinking it was good at 57 accounts, let alone this growth that came along. But after I paid the route off, I said, man, it took me a year to get those 12, 13 accounts. And it also took me a year to pay off 57 accounts. What if I can just live as lean as possible and just buy another route? You know, take on more accounts and maybe pay it off in a year, maybe pay it off even sooner now if I can live lean and take some of the profit from these 57 or 70 accounts and apply it towards the note or the loan that I'm taking out on, you know, on this new potential route. And mind you, I use the word loan very vaguely because I've always looked at it, like I said, I'm very numbers driven and everything needs to be in its place. But even if I put the funds up myself from my pocket, I consider it a loan. I loaned my money to my business, and that's an existing note, and I have to pay that back. Or if it's a bank that financed it or whatever it may have been. So I did it. I pulled the trigger on it. I said, you know what? I'm going to try to continue to buy a route. I did it. I paid it off. Instead of a year, it took me somewhere around 9 months. And then, of course, the question is, hey, I mean, why don't I ran the numbers and said, I mean, technically, if I keep on doing this, then I will, one, go growing at a quicker rate, and two, go paying off these routes at even a quicker rate, because now when I go to get into another route after having bought that second route, now I've got 120 accounts, and I'm buying a route of, my third route was a route of 80 accounts. And I've got this revenue and profit from 120 accounts that I can throw onto the loan of this 80 account route, as well as the profits from that 80 account route. So you can see how exponentially it goes growing, and it's kind of that snowball effect, right? By the time you realize and look up, you can't stop it. It's kind of just it's become this massive thing. I still don't consider that I have a humongous pool business by any means, but I do constantly think, and I constantly get asked, if I would have done organic growth from day one, how many accounts would I have right now? How much revenue and how much profit would that lead to me? And I don't see it being anywhere close to where I'm at right now at all.
Yeah, we talked about this before, you know, the return on investment with marketing, and you were mentioning you can throw all this money at marketing yourself, and you may not land, first of all, a good account. And second of all, there's a lot of work involved. Like you mentioned, you got to do the bid. You gotta, you know, do all the customer relations. You gotta do kind of everything to get that one pool versus spending the money like you've been doing and just purchasing existing pools that are established. Customers already know about pool service and what that entails. So I think in your opinion, you were saying more or less that the traditional marketing is probably not as lucrative, as you just explained, as just buying more pools and buying routes.
Right, right. I mean, that whole unknown variable, right? I mean, you can put $3,000, $5,000 a month into Google Ads, but I learned the hard way, right? I mean, and I'll call it the hard way, but really, I guess it wasn't that hard. It didn't take me long to find out that wasn't working for me. I wasn't experienced in marketing at all. And there's probably some marketing buffs out there that are hearing this and are completely disagreeing with me, and that's totally fine. I'm a big proponent of whatever your method of growth is, do it. It doesn't matter. Just do what works for you. And this works for me. That's why I do it. But you don't have to do that by any means. If you know how to get leads that convert on Google for pennies on the dollar, or if you know how to knock on Mrs. Johnson's door next door for a month straight and then eventually she'll convert into a customer, that's good. I don't have the patience for it. And that's a good thing and a bad thing. I think it's pretty bad when it comes to me sitting in traffic. I don't have patience, but when it's come to growing my company, I think it's worked out. And, you know, the whole unknown variable about marketing, the reason I say I learned already is because I tried. Obviously my first thought wasn't, let me buy a $30,000, $50,000 route. No, my first thought was, hey, why don't I try to market? And I tried it and it didn't work for me. I would get calls from, you know, the very naive version of me running Google Ads about pools, and I would start getting calls about pool tables, like billiards. I would get calls about a hot tub. I would get a call about a jacuzzi inside of somebody's bathroom. I would get a call from areas that I didn't service, but they were geolocated in areas that were I was supposed to be servicing. And it just became to the point where every time I got a call, it would cost me $4, $5. And I would remember picking up and somebody asking me about the hot tub in the bathroom. And I tell them, I'm sorry, I don't do that. And them hanging up and me thinking, that was my lunch for today. I just lost it on, you know, they don't tell you that, right? So it's like, that's what I love the most about buying a pool route is that, you know, one, you know exactly what you're buying in the sense, in the number sense, right? You never know what personality clientele you're buying until you're out there. But you know exactly number-wise what you're buying. You know, so it's a lot easier to calculate a definitive ROI and you know, assuming this and that. And also, the difference, a huge difference, because I've also tried the mail flyers, I've also tried Instagram ads, I've also tried Facebook ads, and I get a million views, and that's very beautiful. But what does that equate to in dollars in my pocket? I don't know. It doesn't. They tell me, Instagram tells me, hey, good job, you got a 2,500% boost in your ad, but my phone hasn't rang at all. So what does that really mean? I mean, maybe for some other type of company that equates to dollars, but for us pool guys, the only dollar that equates is a customer calling saying, hey, I need some work done. So the biggest benefit of all of buying a pool route, which is that if you buy the pool route today, in a month from now at most, you're making money. Mm-hmm. You're making money to apply towards if you got it financed or if you paid it out of pocket, you know, or whatever it may be. You're seeing that money come in immediately. So, and immediately in terms compared to, you know, the other ones that I've mentioned. But that's what's made it so easy for me to wrap my head around.
And yes. I was going to say, too, just to interrupt you, sorry.
No.
So your experience also from buying it. So you had your first route. You came out of a business that wasn't related. And so you're pretty raw. So, you know, that's understandable. But now that after doing the route for 1 year, having 70 pools, when you're buying the next route, you're not a rookie anymore. You know what you're looking for. and you know what a good pool is. And so I think that's part of it also, is that one of the things that you that we should mention is that you have some experience of spotting the good pool routes. And also another thing about buying them is that, unlike getting a call where it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes out of your way, when you buy the route, you actually know exactly where the pools are situated. So I think those are some advantages that you should mention too.
Right, for sure. I mean, and as part of your networking group, you know, I read about it all the time where we understand the California market, the Arizona market, the Texas market, the Florida market are they're very different markets in and of itself. But something that I found is a very big difference between at least my area and some other areas is the proximity of these accounts. So that's something that I look for. That's one of the main things when I buy a route. I say, well, if it's this many pools, is it divisible by X amount of days? Can you do these many pools in a day? I throw out pins on a Google map and see, you know, I optimize a route and see, okay, well, drive time alone equates to this much or this many miles. And if an average pool stop here, mind you, these are not pools in California that are wide open with palm trees and things of that nature. These are screened in pools and a screen enclosure, like screened in lanai, to protect it from debris falling in. You know, these pools take an average of anywhere from as little as 10 minutes to as much as, you know, 20, 25 minutes. And then there's some behemoth pools that we have that we take our time on and we get paid accordingly. But, you know, on average, our bread and butter is, you know, a 15-minute stop. And we do the math and, you know, it has to make sense. It has to fit into our demographic of pool type. And, you know, and that's worked.
And I hope you're enjoying the conversation with Fernando. In part two tomorrow, we're going to talk more about employees. Of course, when you have close to 400 pools, you're going to have employees. And so we'll address some of the issues you may run into by having a larger pool route with employees servicing the pools. And if you're looking for the other parts in this series, you can definitely find them on my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the homepage, in the top banner, you'll see a little button that says Listen Now. If you click on that, that'll take you to the podcast episodes, and you can scroll down to see the other parts in this series. And if you're interested in the coaching program, you can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick. If you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.